today. Billy, of course, is a frequent guest on Pat's programme when Pat used to do The Exchange on Fridays. And he has come on to talk to us today about Bloody Sunday, I believe. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, and I would say thank you. And I would like to say hello to your listeners, because I've spoken to them before.
You have indeed. And we haven't heard from you for a while now. We haven't heard from you, I think, since the start of the pandemic period.
No. I've been very quiet. It's a terrible time for people.
It is.
You know, shocking. But anyway, look, we've got to get through it the best way we can.
That's it.
What I want to talk to you is about Bloody Sunday, because everybody has been probably watching, you know, the documentaries and that
yes, there's been a lot of coverage
put out. And I have to say, I am shocked at RT. I am disgusted with them and what they're putting out. Now, there's a lot of good work done and a lot of good people in RTE.
Yes.
But it's the Free State that I don't agree with. It's propaganda, lies, deception and fraud. And why did they, when they gave that documentary on Bloody Sunday last week, they never mentioned the facts. And the facts, my family bought, I'm president of the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood.
Yes.
And they founded and funded the state. And we bought Vaughan's Hotel before that. We used to rent a room for Mrs. Vaughan for the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood, coming among the Fenian and the Hearn and all those organisations.
Sure.
And it was when Britain called the 1918 32 county election, and that's what established the sovereignty of the 32 counties and the democratically elected TDs to Dáil-Éireann, all 32 counties, the largest territory, right from here to America and right from here down the border with Britain. And they called the election on the 14th of December.
Yes.
And I'll read that letter to you in a few moments, but we won on the 14th of December. Britain called that 32 county election. Remember, there was no border in Ireland at that stage. And on that 32 county election on the 14th of December 1918, and the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood, IRB Sinn Féin, nobody else, it's IRB Sinn Féin, all these other organizations claiming they're only free states imposed by the Crown of England, won 73 seats on the 28th of December 1918. The Unionist Party won 25 seats. The Nationalist Party won 6 seats. The Independent Party won 1 seat out of a total of 105 seats. That's the mandate we were given to found and fund the Sovereign Republic of Éire,
yes,
the Sovereign Dáil-Éireann Government, the Sovereign Dáil-Éireann Courts, and the War of Independence as a defence force, and to be accountable to the sovereign people. All those in the first Sovereign Dáil-Éireann Chapter Dáilas gave their oath of allegiance to be accountable to the sovereign people. And that's what they did. And everybody signed that oath. And nobody signs that oath today. They don't take an oath, and it's scandalous. We're the only country not doing it.
There's no oath
and
at all.
All this, they just do a declaration. They give a declaration to get paid their salaries, their pensions, and their expenses. That is not correct. And they should be questioned on that. We can talk about that, but what we're going to focus on is Bloody Sunday.
Bloody Sunday, of course.
Now, as you know, Sam McGuire, as you know, the IRB founded and funded the state. They also founded the GAA.
Yes.
And Sam McGuire and the Liam McCarthy, of course, they were IRB people. And we'll talk about that another day. But the point is that Sam McGuire was the secretary of the IRB. He was also secretary of my granduncle, Tom McGuire, in Vaughan's Hotel.
Oh, okay.
But he was trained as a civil servant for the British Civil Service. And he was in the British post office in London. And he got into the position in there where all at his desk, all the intelligence from all the Crown forces all over the world and the Navy.
Yes.
The British, the Crown and the Crown and their Navy, the Crown forces. If they all came through his desk. So he had all the intelligence of what was going on all over the world for the Royal Navy and for the Crown Forces. And every Saturday he came to Vaughan's Hotel with that knowledge and information, all that intelligence he gave it. And he went back then to his office again. Had to be back in his office at 7 o'clock on Monday morning. And he did that for a number of years. And all that intelligence coming through the war year and all that at that time. But he was Church of Ireland, and that's where he was trained for the British Civil Service.
Of course.
But he was also the GAA Cup is called after Sam. But then you come to Bloody Sunday, and we come to the 32 county election, and it's important to know Britain would not allow the sovereign Dáilíre government to function. I read out there, the 21st of January 1919, it was ratified in the Mansion House in Dublin. Dáilíre has never sat in Leinster House.
Mm-hmm.
Leinster House was bought on the 6th of December 1921 by the Crown of England, the British government. Michael Collins went down and they bought Leinster House from the Duke of Leinster. The Royal Dublin Society used to have their show there.
Yes.
And they bought the lease from the Royal Dublin Society. That's the history of it. If you don't know your history, and they don't teach history today in Ireland,
there's
in the schools,
very little
knowledge.
You can't
make a valid decision. Now, what happened on the... We saw the last week the GAA, and we saw all... But they never mentioned Vaughan's Hotel. Well, they did actually mention just Vaughan's Hotel.
Yes.
But Vaughan's Hotel was the headquarters. And on the Friday, and I think it's an absolute disgrace, RTÉ came out and said on the Sixth News that Bloody Sunday, that Michael Collins sanctioned Bloody Sunday.
Yes.
He did not sanction Bloody Sunday. It was the Supreme Council of the IRB met in Vaughan's Hotel, and they sanctioned Bloody Sunday. And I can tell you the reason why, that the Crown of England, King George V, and the British government, and Sam Maguire, and I gave all those papers and memorabilia and the printing press and all those to the University of Limerick. And they don't know what they've done with them, or they can't find them anyway.
Oh, no.
And I think this is a disgrace.
Of course it is.
But the point, Shirley, is that Sam Maguire, I gave that information, and that document is there, that the Crown of England and the British government sanctioned, they sent those Cairo gang,
yes,
to execute and annihilate the sovereign Dáilíre government, all the ministers of the sovereign Dáilíre government, all the judges of the sovereign Dáilíre government, all the civil servants of the sovereign Dáilíre government, and the Garda Síochána and the defence forces. They said that's what they were, and old Joe McGrath of the hospital sweep, I knew him very well, and I knew all those people.
Yes.
And he told me that it was either us or them, and that's how they were executed on Bloody Sunday morning. And
right.
Then, as a retaliation, that we saw it on they went out to Croke Park, the Crown
of
Forces,
course.
And it was a flare that was sent up for the Crown Forces to attack the people in Croke Park, and that's what they did, and they shot, 14 of them.
Yes.
And, I mean, the truth has to come out at some stage, and that's why we have the Free State today, and we have the division in six. There was no division in Ireland on the 21st of January 1919.
Of course.
You have to go back to that, and you have to go back to they set up, on the 6th of December, then 1921, Britain imposed a British apartheid system for the 26 and 6 counties of Ireland as an Orange Free State and a provisional Free State government for the 26 counties. And they divide and rule, and to pay for Britain's war debts and war pensions.
Yes.
And if you go, you can go back then, and I've been asking, Mary McAleese and Mary Robinson, who were two presidents here, and they're eminent lawyers, and I have been asking for the last 100 years, there's been mayhem in Ireland and brutal and brutality and the savagery,
yes,
that has been imposed on Irish people. And I can go back further on that. And I want those two eminent lawyers to take the case to the court in The Hague, where it should. That's what civilization does, and civilized people do.
Of course.
And civilized governments. And our sovereign government should be ratified there of all 32 counties by the will and wish of all that democratically elected TDs to Dáilíre. And they weren't allowed to function. That sovereign government is not allowed to function here because of Britain.
Yes.
And Britain doesn't have sovereignty. It's royalty they have. And those two were presidents here and greatly respected by the people. And they should honor the people here and bring that case of Guinness's gave 100,000, Lord Rothschild gave 100,000, and Rupert Kipling gave 50,000 to buy those top-class German guns. In 1912,
yes.
There were the UVF in 1913. The British, Britain in 1912, that's when they were founded.
Mm-hmm.
And they were founded, and then they were founded as the UVF army when Lord Rothschild and Guinness's and Rupert Kipling bought the top-class German guns. They became the UVF army. Up to then, they were Ulster Volunteers.
Of course.
That's how they were founded, and they changed. And as a consequence of that, the IRB founded the Irish Volunteers to defend the people and the country.
Yes.
And that's where it comes from. If you don't know those facts, I'm only giving you the facts and what's there.
Well, it's
you
important.
Can't make it a valid decision.
It's
and
important.
We have only a free state government since the 6th of December. No matter what they call it or try to call it, those politicians are not, they're not telling the truth. They've been dishonest with the people. They've been dishonest with Europe. They've been dishonest with America. And, you know, that has to stop. Oh, the government and the judiciary and the clergy have to give the truth and the facts to the people.
Yes.
And that's all we're asking to do. That's all the IRB do. And we're airbrushed out because of that fact that
the Cairo gang were
sent over here to annihilate the sovereign Dáilean government. That was all the democratically elected politicians,
yes.
The democratically elected TDs to Dáilean and the judges and the civil servants and the Garda Síochána. They were at first day of duty, was in the Mansion House in Dublin on the 21st of January 1990. They came from the Irish Volunteers.
Yes.
And, you know, it's time that the people here were told the truth. We have the wealthiest country in Europe, the largest country in Europe, the most valuable country in Europe, and the poorest people. Why should we be paying for Britain's war debts and war pensions? And why should all this go on? All this lies and deception. And there you have two eminent people, who Mary Robinson and Mary McAleese,
yes.
Who are eminent lawyers and could take that case to the European, to the court in The Hague and establish the sovereignty of our sovereign Dáilean government by the will and wish of all the people and to tell the people the truth. We don't want another 100 years of mayhem, violence and the terrible atrocities that were inflicted here on for the last 100 years.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
It's time for the
Sorry,
truth.
Sorry, Shirley.
No, you're absolutely fine. And thank you so much for coming on the programme today to tell us.
Well, we can do those other programmes for you. We could do that's
absolutely.
A very important one. And the other thing that I'd just like to mention before I go is those three people. Conor Clun, he's from Quinn, County Clare.
Yes.
A totally innocent person. And Dick McKee, that's McKee Barracks after Father Clancy. They were all, the Supreme Council was meeting in Bones Hotel, and it came up that there was a raid.
Yes.
And that's how they disappeared. But Conor Clun, he was an innocent person. He was just an Irish scholar and that. And he was going to do some arguments with the Chocolate, the printing press. And that Archbishop Clun of Australia afterwards, they're the same Clunes. You know, people need to be told these things and told the facts. And he was tortured in Dublin Castle with those. And they caught Dick McKee and Father Clancy. They escaped. They had got out of Vaughan's Hotel because the porter there, Christy Hart, they were alerted that there was a raid. But poor Conor Clun, he was just there as a guest, staying there, and they took him out, and he was executed, as was Father Clancy.
It's time to.
No, but the truth has to be told.
Yeah, it's time to start telling the truth and to start
listening to it. Joe McGrath, I knew Joe McGrath very well. Old Joe McGrath, he was an intelligence officer.
Yes.
And he told me it was either us or them. They were the facts.
That's it.
To work them out. And we would never have got our independence. And the point about it is, that is where the free state has come out of.
That's
valid today.
So
why isn't that out there? Why
that's our history.
Excuse me.
And we need to reclaim it.
Why didn't RTE give that information to the people the other day? And they had all these eminent, as they call them, historians and everything else,
you know,
rewriting our history.
They're fond of airbrushing the unpleasantness out of things, I think, sometimes. And it's important to know the truth, even if it is unpleasant.
It is. Because, you know, people are... They don't know where they're going or what they're doing. They can't make a valid decision.
That's it.
You know?
That's it.
And we can talk more about it, but that's just the pieces that were... If you put that piece in now to all that was done for Bloody Sunday on we saw on television,
yes,
and all over the place, those stuff, it's excellent.
That's it. It would be the full picture. Thank you so much for coming on the programme, Mr.
You're very welcome, Shirley. And we'll do Christopher Columbus coming to Askeaton.
I can't wait.
To the Priory there, yeah, for all that information.
I'm looking forward to it, and I hope that we're talking again before
too
long.
You know my number. Thanks, Shirley.
Thank you. Bye-bye.